prayer too, but
Now, Justice Brennan, I would like to have you discuss your activity in the Dorothy Riley case, and I refer, of course, to the litigation that occurred after her appointment in 1982 in November.
All right, now you understand that I had left the court in at the end of 1973, so I was at that point in time some 9 years off of the bench. The Riley case came up when Justice Dorothy Comstock Riley was appointed by Governor Milliken to the vacancy created by the death of Blair Moody Jr. Blair Moody Jr. died the day or 2 days after Thanksgiving. He had just been elected to a full term of office. Which would have commenced the following January 1st. Governor Milliken had not run for re-election and was, of course, no longer going to be governor after the first of the year. James Blanchard had been elected governor, would take office on the 1st of January, 1983. Apparently, the Blanchard administration and some others concluded that Dorothy Comstock Riley's appointment should only last until the 31st of December. The paper that Dorothy Riley received from Governor Milliken said that she was appointed until the 1st of January, 1975, which would have been the...
Excuse me, sir, not 1975 in any event. That was already passed.
1985.
Could it have been until the election next succeeding the start of 1983?
The next regular election at which justices of the court were to be elected was the November 1984 election. And I may be misstating this, but I don't think I am. It is my recollection that the appointment specified January 1, 1985, though it may have said the 1st of January next succeeding the next election. That's what the statute says. Maybe it's the Constitution, I don't know, but anyway, there's language that specifies how long the appointment lasts. And it does say it lasts until the first day of January next succeeding the next general election, at which the successor is to be elected. In any case, a lawsuit was commenced by the Attorney General of the state, which is known as a quo warranto action. Quo warranto is a old legal writ which is used for the purpose of questioning the authority by which a person presumes to exercise a public office. And traditionally, at the common law, the quo warranto proceeding, if successful, results in an ouster or a writ or whatever, ousting someone from a public office or removing them from the public office. And the purpose of this lawsuit was to remove Dorothy Riley from her office as a justice of the Michigan Supreme Court. I was very, very unhappy with the Attorney General's lawsuit. I felt it was very political. I felt it demeaned the court. It certainly did a tremendous injustice to a lady who was a distinguished jurist and who had been appointed, in my opinion, quite properly under the law and should have served until the next election. It was, I felt, a very political move in an effort to get an appointment to the court by a friend of the new governor, someone that the new governor would want to appoint based on whatever reasons he may have had. And the claim was made that this should have been Jim Blanchard's appointment because, in fact, if I'm not mistaken, had Moody defeated Dorothy Riley in the election?
But
yes.
She ran third.
Yes.
To Moody, Mike Cavanaugh, and then she ran about 11 or 12,000 behind Mike, I think.